Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast this hour. Stephen Bassett with us, executive director of the Paradigm Research Group, founded in 1996 to push an end to government-imposed embargo on the truth behind extraterrestrial-related phenomena. He has spoken to audiences all around the world about the implications of formal disclosure by world governments of an extraterrestrial presence engaging the human race. We will continue to talk about his latest work, pushing for disclosure, and also a brand new project that he has undertaken. Stephen, welcome back.
Yes, indeed, George. It's good to be with you.
You have been working away. I saw you at Conscious Life, and you were just flocked by people. People really want the answer to this, Stephen, don't they? Disclosure.
Oh, they do. And their numbers are growing every day. And the excitement is particularly high right now because of recent developments.
It seems like there are some people coming forward, talking about it a little bit more, and I guess you got to give people credit for doing that, right?
Yeah, of course. We're seeing extraordinary, unprecedented developments in the last 2 years. Most recently, I think Tom DeLonge's project, the To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science, is an unprecedented new development, which I think is going to get much more intense in the coming months. We've got that. And in general, the process is advancing very quickly, George. I'm very optimistic this might be the year.
This could be the year, indeed. And what you're doing also is you're working on a new project, a DVD project. Tell me about this.
On a DVD project. Well, two things. One, after 21 years, I finally upgraded my website to the 21st century.
Which, it was not that bad before. It wasn't that bad.
It was a shag rug from the 70s, George.
All right, I'm being
And now, I, while I was in London, with nothing to do because it rained every single day for like 2 months. I learned WordPress, started slinging widgets and it was whatever WordPress, you know, mm-hmm. plugins and all that stuff, and renovated the site. So it's paradigmresearchgroup.org. It hasn't changed, but it's pretty hot. I kind of like it. So that was done just before I got back. However, tonight, something I want to announce to your listeners that I think is very important, and that is this, that Paradigm Research Group has entered into a joint venture with Never Ending Light Productions, which is CEO'd by Amar Singh Kalika, who is the director and one of the key people that did Sirius documentary. We are coming together to create a exopolitical doc, the first one ever, really, true political documentary on this issue. It is called Disclosure.
How about that?
It covers the period from March 29, 1993, to November the 8th, 2016, meaning it goes from the Rockefeller Initiative to the 2016 election. We'll have a prologue which will set the stage for this political period, and then it will have an epilogue which almost certainly is going to deal with developments coming from the To the Stars Academy Arts and Science program and project. There are scores of interviews that we are going to go after, including some very high-level people who may be familiar to you, the Clintons and George Stephanopoulos, Leon Panetta, all the people in the Clinton team, John Podesta, as well as the civilian participants in the Rockefeller Initiative. And it looks like some people that are emerging recently will be overlapping into that. And so it's going to be a significant doc, and the timing is ideal. And most importantly, and I can't emphasize this enough, particularly for those that want to help crowdfund this, and guess what, we're crowdfunding it. We are committed from the get-go that we're going to do everything we can to put this doc in widescreen theater distribution, because no documentary on this issue has ever gotten wide stream theater distribution.
Right. That's true.
That's truth embargo stuff there. And an issue of this magnitude, this importance, this much public interest, it's astounding that that hasn't happened. And so we want the gravitas that comes with that. We want the acknowledgement of importance that comes with that. And so we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
You know, all you need is a few screens. It'll start growing. That's all.
Or a distributor that's the real deal. Let me tell you, Disclosure. I don't know. You probably know this, George. You can't turn a corner and not bump into Disclosure. It's everywhere. It's on people's minds. It's on their lips. It's turning up in the conferences. In the space of just 8 days, I got calls from three different showrunners, two of them at the History Channel, and basically the call went like this: we got this show we've been asked to do by the History Channel, and it's about Disclosure, right? And I got another one, and another one, all in 8 days.
Recently, I did
a two-hour interview with Prometheus. They are going to do a two-hour special Ancient Aliens on Disclosure. And so finally, George, after 11 years, I am finally going to make it on Ancient Aliens.
That's right. Perfect. Perfect. As a matter of fact, I'm taping another season with them next week, and they may be asking me about Disclosure, which you have been doing, Stephen. You have been doing this now, gosh, since 1996, at least, right?
96. I'm heading on to my 22nd year.
I mean, I remember getting you on my local Nighthawk show in St. Louis, and you were pounding away at this, and all excited.
I didn't think it would take this long. I was counting on.
But this may be the closest you've ever gotten right now.
Oh, this is, I mean, again, we'll talk a little bit about it tonight. We don't have a lot of time. There's a huge, huge amount going on, unprecedented stuff, and I can give you a taste of it.
Sure.
But I've got, like, already 9 more conferences in addition to the 2 I just did booked. I'm going to be doing a live stream Monday night on MUFON Television, 7:30 at MUFON.tv for all the MUFON people and anybody that joins between now and then. I'm speaking at the UFO Con. I'm speaking at the Contact in the Desert, and so forth and so forth. And I'm mostly talking about the two major developments that occurred between 2014 and 2016, and that was the emergence and then the launch of Tom DeLonge's To the Stars Academy,
mm-hmm.
and also PRG's political initiative that ran during that election campaign. Most of your listeners know about the DeLonge initiative, but they probably don't know about PRG's political initiative. And the two were running in parallel, and the two together, I think, had a very profound effect on what we're seeing now.
Tom basically walked away from his rock group to devote his full time to UFOs, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was after selling 30 million albums. I didn't practice the guitar much. I played it a lot, but I just really wasn't serious about it. I regret that now, George. But
I don't know.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story.
It really is. It really is. Now, let's talk a little bit, Stephen, about Disclosure. And then when we come back after the break, tell us a little bit on how the documentary is going to be set up. And if you're getting any resistance at all to any agencies or anything like that, if you feel that. Sometimes they try to put a quash on things like this. But in terms of Disclosure, we lost Edgar Mitchell, who I thought could have been the Apollo 14 astronaut, one of the focal points of getting Disclosure. How much was that a loss for what you're doing?
It was a great personal loss. He did a lot. He really stuck with his fundamental message. He attended, two of my ex-conferences. He was part of the Citizen Era on Disclosure.
Yep.
He helped found FREE, that new organization that Ray Hernandez is now running. And he did this after, while he had, I think, two cancers, a heart attack and a triple bypass. So he lived a full life right to the end. And, of course, we miss him. We miss Roger Lear. We there are so many.
John Mack. These were all heroes.
Yeah.
Are we replacing these incredible people, Stephen?
Well, guess what? Tom DeLonge replaced them in spades.
Yeah, that's
Tom
true.
Tom DeLonge put together a team, and again, this is a very complex story, but he put together a team with the help of insiders within the Pentagon and the CIA who were clearly green-lighted to do this, and he announced that team on October the 11th on a Facebook, kind of a low-key Facebook video, no press conference, and anyone that goes to the Stars Academy of Arts and Science website, just go to the Stars, Google To the Stars, and carefully read the bios on these 10 people, which is currently 10 people. And I will tell you without equivocation, it is the most powerful, most extraordinary group of individuals ever assembled on this issue that we know about in the public domain and that we know about in the private domain, except with one exception possibly, and that is the initial group that was set to manage the issue by Truman. And into the Eisenhower administration, which probably was called the MJ-12 group. That group was probably more powerful than this. But this group is unprecedented, and what they're doing is unprecedented. And so a new group has come forward. More names, more witnesses will follow. Edgar is just one of the many pioneers upon which these gentlemen and ladies stand upon their shoulders. But the truth embargo cannot prevail ultimately. It cannot win. It's going to have to end. And the question is how soon? I favor as soon as possible.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.